line it tells us, and I'm not going to turn your attention there, but if you haven't forgiven, you come and you pray, and you start talking to God, and you start asking God, God, I need your help here. God, would you touch this person? Would you save my children? And you've got an issue with somebody else, the Bible said you've got to leave your gift at the altar and go make it right. Go deal with that. Nobody likes to do that. Ain't nobody who likes to do that. Nobody wants a... fact is there are very few. Even though some of us act real big and tough like myself, nobody really likes confrontation.
True.
Right?
Right.
Most of us don't. There's very few that like. And so we'd rather just pray about it, you know, and act like it goes away. But it don't go away sometimes.
Why?
You know why? Because we got to do it the Bible way. We got to leave that gift at the altar and go make it right. And then we can come back and offer up those sacrifices of praise. Ever wonder, could it be that as I'm offering this supplication, this prayer, this offering before the Lord, and you feel like your prayers don't even reach the ceiling? Could it be that there's a possibility? I'm saying could it be, I'm not saying that that's your situation. But could it be that you're feeling like, man, my prayers aren't getting through, why? Could it be that really deep down inside there's an issue of unforgiveness? And that's why the ceiling seems to be made of brass. See, if you'll just go take care of this, if you'll just forgive him, if you'll just let this go, that you felt, God, I need to be cleansed from this heavy load. You know, that's what they need. They need to be forgiven. you can go on in victory, so you can go on and not let the physical pain affect you. Let the emotional pain drain you. And then let the spiritual life that you want to live in Christ Jesus bring joy, peace, and great contentment that it should. There's somebody today, I'll tell you, one of the greatest ways to find a place to forgive them is to pray for them. The Bible even told us to pray for them that despitefully have used you. You feel so violent, you feel so wrong. When was the last time that you prayed for them? You said, well, I did pray for them. I prayed that God would kill them. You didn't pray for them. You didn't pray for them. You prayed according to your flesh. Why don't you pray, God bless them. God multiply them. If they're sick, can you pray, God heal them. If they got a struggle in their life, can you pray for them, God, give them peace in their life. Give them joy in their life. Can you pray like that? If you can pray like that, you know you've arrived at a place of forgiveness. God, give them joy. Give them peace. Give them great contentment. Bless them and multiply them physically, emotionally, spiritually, God. Who is it? Who is it today that's keeping you from living in victory? Continuous victory. Oh, you're putting a face on it. But really, the problem is you want to get off that teeny tower. Well, you got to forgive yourself, too. So why don't you release them, forgive yourself, get off of that ride. Let's find a place to pray this morning, or this afternoon. Can we find a place to pray today and get serious with God? Jesus, help us. God, I'm asking you right now, touch these men. The place of forgiveness, Lord. Help us. All those wrongs, all those offenses, God, that we can let them go because of you. All that you've forgiven me. All that you've forgiven us. God, that power of forgiveness. Let it come alive and be real in our lives today.